Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Alara Canfield Show. And I'm so excited today. My good friend Jeffrey Geniak is with us, and we haven't talked in a while. So it's so good that he's here and we can catch up. And today we're talking about something that is like, yeah, absolutely, we want to talk about this, how to clear the energetic mud that causes the flow of happiness, prosperity, peace, and health to stop, pause, or reverse. How many times have we said that first? I was like, why is it stopping? Why does it, why do I feel like I'm going backwards? Like, what's going on here? And we're also going to talk about how to instantly raise your vibration and your ability to manifest your wishes, your dreams, and your goals. So Jeffrey Geniak was with us before when it was the Awaken to Happiness Now show, and he's back with us again today. And so for those of you who may not know, Jeffrey is a leader in his industry of, I call it brainwave entrainment, but you know, it has different names. So Jeffrey started his journey at a very young age as one of the youngest people ever to be certified as a practitioner of neuro-linguistic programming at the age of 15. And people from all over the world, including self-help gurus like John Ashraf and corporate billionaires, have been tapping Jeffrey's brilliance for decades due to his science-based approach for rewiring the brain. He's been on multiple TV and radio shows and featured at TEDx, and now he has taken his frequency-based technology to the next level. And Jeffrey is a published author, speaker, and coach, has appeared on many local and national TV and radio shows, and having created over 100 acclaimed programs for corporations, government agencies, and mass market, it's no surprise that Jeffrey is considered by today's top thought leaders as the number one creator and innovator of brainwave stimulation technology. And I actually love melding science with, you know, like science and technology with this, you know, woo-woo stuff that we talk about a lot, right?
I love it too. You know, it's funny as I'm hearing you read that bio, and I think about all the ways my life has changed over the years and how much the spirituality has opened up, and a secret that I really have hung on to about 8 years now. You know, it's amazing. It makes me think maybe I got to rewrite that bio a little bit, because more and more I'm shifting over. You know, I think the first time we talked, probably, and I may have introduced you to life response frequencies, we were just really all about the science of it all. But
Yes.
there's actually a secret that about it I've been hiding for over 8 years, and last year I actually let it out of the bag. And I'll tell you,
Awesome.
I was holding on for dear life, because I thought, you know, my goodness, you know, like I speak at universities, I do all these, you know, and I said, somebody's gonna hear this and that's it, right?
Yeah.
And you know, I thought I was gonna get angry emails, you know, who knows, right? And then but sure enough, I let it out of the bag, and all I got was love and support. And one person sent me an email that said, hey, you know, I'm gonna let you go, but everybody else was loving it, so it worked out.
And you know, even that one person, maybe he'll come back to it later. You know, maybe something else will trigger him and he'll say, you know what, maybe Jeff was not that wrong. You know, maybe he wasn't off the mark after all. Maybe there's something to it, right?
Sure, could be. Yeah, I mean, heck, I was there. I mean, I came from that hardcore science background where, you know, if you said the word chakra to me, I would go, yeah, whatever. And so
I
now,
love that. Yeah. And even now, though, you know, I'm comparing you and your energy now to what it was back in 2014 and 2015, and it's so different. It's much more relaxed. It's much, there's more ease, right? And even in your energy field and the way that you portray yourself, I love that.
Thank you. Yeah, I certainly feel a lot better. I feel like I turned 47 yesterday, by the way.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Thank you so much. And you know, I was thinking about it, and the reason why I bring it up is just that, you know, think about 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago, all the different transformations that have come in. And well, I sure don't feel like 47. I still feel like I'm probably in my 20s, but you know, except for making way better decisions, of course. But
Yay, yay for that. And you know, it's true. Sometimes the older we get, the wiser we get, you know. And you know, I was talking about my age the other day, and somebody thought I was like 30 something. It's like, yay, I'll take that. I'm 51. And you know, it's like I'm living life, you know, it's so much more ease now in my 51 than I actually did have at 30, you know, or 35. So it's like, huh. I'll take it. But you know, life changes. And sometimes it's not about the age, but it's about, you know, us letting go of some of that drama and trauma and all our reactions to what we had been holding on to, once we start to let them go and really see the underlying wisdom that may have been there, we do change, right? We do transcend past those situations and those limitations and what we used to be, right? And what we've been holding on to.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank goodness, right? Thank God. Thank God for that, because, you know, I think about, I don't know, have you ever done this? Have you ever thought, you know, what would I think of myself if I met myself 10 years ago or 20 years ago? Or, that's a thought experiment that I do sometimes, just to kind of bring into perspective how far I've come. I mean, everybody that's listening to us right now, I'm sure if you just took a moment and you did that and you just said, hey, you know, where was it? Because, you know, sometimes we miss all the great work we do with ourselves, and we tend to focus on, you know, all our mistakes, all the times we fall, all the time we screw up. And I don't think we give ourselves nearly enough credit for, number one, being alive and being where we are today, because the world is, in some ways, I think, a little more difficult than it used to be in terms of, you know, being alive and succeeding and prospering and that. And so it's a great experiment to do, just to kind of give yourself a little pat on the back.
Yeah, I when I think back to myself, oh yeah, I've come a long way. And, you know, and especially, like, you know, for myself, you know, doing the actual work on a daily basis, right? Doing the inner work, doing the outer work, you know, both on a daily basis, and not really able to see those shifts either, other than, hey, I get to do this now. And hey, I get to do this now. And hey, this is happening. And this is happening. It's like, oh, maybe I am changing, right? And so recognizing that and acknowledging that is a huge gift, because then that really shows you and tells you how far you've come. And that, not only that, but you're also not stuck in today either. You know, it can be even better, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's a really great point. I'm glad you bring that up, because as you begin to review your timeline, it also reminds you, right, that there is a lot of movement. There's a lot of possibilities and opportunities for us, as long as we can see them and we welcome them and embrace them.
And then, you know, and not just that, but there are so many choices that are available. So what are you choosing? What would you like to choose? And sometimes we get stuck. And it's like, I can only do this. And if I would have thought about, you know, because I also think back to, it's like, how did I end up in Austria? It's like, how did that happen? That was never in my mindset, you know, before that, right? It's like, I never thought I would ever go to Vienna, Austria, ever. And here I am living there and loving it, you know? And it's like, wow, what had to happen and change so much in my life that I'm now living such a, you know, truly different life than I was before? Like, everything changed, right? Mm-hmm. And I was willing to have that change. And at the same time, I was asking for it, sometimes not even consciously, but, you know, energetically, I guess I was asking for it, right? And so sometimes we don't even give ourselves that credit. It's like, well, I'm not asking, but maybe energetically you are. Maybe deep in your soul, in your heart, you are, right? So I know we're going back a little bit to the woo-woo.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's okay. Let's get right into the woo. I got some stories for you that, you know, might even surprise. Well, actually, I'm assuming you probably read some of the stuff, but it's.
I have.
were you a little surprised to see that in writing?
I was glad. I was like, oh, what a shift. You know, it's like, oh, I'm so glad he's sharing this, because I think we had talked about it a little bit, maybe not online, like live, but we had talked about it offline. And so I did remember that, but it's like, oh, yay, you know, because that's acknowledging as well that we are supported and we are guided and we're not alone, right? And that there's a guiding force that is willing to help us, right? And sometimes we don't even know that they're willing to help us and they're there, right? So it's like, I think it's fantastic.
And now that I remember, you were one of the few people that I think that I confided to, not in the public, and I was just like, yeah, so I'm not really quite ready to say this yet, you know?
Yeah, no, I think it's great, and the timing is perfect, you know? So it really, I'm happy about it. It really resonates with me. So yeah, please do share for all of the people who haven't heard, because this is amazing.
Yeah, okay, well, so, you know, I come from that, you know, hardcore science background, and years, I'll go back as far as I think I need to share the story, but years ago, I was creating a product called Mastering Meditation. and it's cutting edge, leading edge, brainwave entrainment, science, everything. I mean, in this room, I've got six EEG machines that I put on people's head. Most of them are above us, actually, above the monitor over there. But they're, you know, so I really study this stuff and I apply myself. I'm creating this program. And the whole idea was to create this program to assist people into getting these beautiful levels of meditation through brainwave entrainment. And as I'm creating this program, I'm getting this sense, this feeling to call it, to change the name Life to Life Response Frequencies. And I rejected that very strongly, not because I didn't like the name, I love the name, but that name, Life Response, is sacred. It was very, very sacred. And this is how it is sacred. And I knew, I felt like I just couldn't take the name. And so let me tell you about that. Years and years and years ago, I mean, my wife left me, I lost my cats, my house, I had more debt than I could ever conceivably pay off. I mean, it was just like, you know, the worst country song in the world, just, you know, it was just, you know, at one point in time, I had my head in my hands and crying on the couch, and I said to God, I said, you know, either help me or take me, because, you know, I just don't know what to do. I don't know how I got here. I don't know what happened. You know, to me, it felt like it was about 6 months of that, you know, everything was fine. Then 6 months, everything just fell off a cliff, right? Like, and you know, as I'm sitting down in this now, by the way, the only thing I managed to keep was the shitty job that I hated.
Of course. You know,
yeah, that's the only thing. The thing I hated the most in the world I kept, which there's a lesson there, by the way, you know, because I was focused on it, you know, with all that negative energy. But so I'm in my little one bedroom apartment and I'm crying and I say that little prayer, you know, help me or take me. And I go to sleep. And or like a dream state of some sort, and where I start to have this moment of clarity where I started to see, it was almost like I pulled back from my timeline and I was able to see the entire process of how my life fell off a cliff. And it was with incredible clarity. And I realized it wasn't a 6 month process where everything just went downhill. It was 5 years in the making. It was 5 years in the making, and I saw how all these little things and all these reactions and negative reactions create in my life, and this is for everybody too, really, your appropriate responses to life, your reactions, your negative reactions, all that stuff has, if for lack of a better word, creates a gravity, right, if you will. And like gravities, you know, negative, positive, whatever, they tend to ball up together. And then before you know it, you've got an event horizon, right? An event horizon is that part where it begins to attract upon itself in every direction, in every dimension, everything, 360 degrees. And so I saw in this really beautiful clarity how all the negative decisions, all the bad reactions and, you know, inappropriate responses to life, the good and the bad, created this huge gravity, and it got to a point where, yes, it felt like it was 6 months where everything went downhill, but that's when it sort of, you know, it became unavoidable at that point, right? And not soon after that, I ended up so as you know, I was one of the youngest certified practitioners in NLP in the world. The only thing I say one of, I think maybe Richard Bandler's kids were probably younger, but other than that, I think that was it. And I had lost a lot of my ability, I guess, through all this negativity, all my confidence, all everything. So I was looking for an NLP master to retake my practitioners and then get my master practitioners and so on and so on. And I found this woman named Elizabeth Butler, and in Toronto, by the way, where you are. She does very small prac courses now, but she's mostly retired. But you could still find her, I guess, if you were there. And she's a good friend of mine, so I know what she does. I, you know, my company maintains her webpage. So, but I sought her out, and something about her energy just attracted me. And I went and talked to her, and she said, well, you know, you're going to have to retake your prac again. You're going to have to retake all this. So I did it. And then I noticed something really weird about her, like her energy and her, she started getting into like the woo woo stuff, which I rejected at the time. I didn't, you know, I was like, okay, come on, whatever. Out of respect, I didn't challenge her on a lot of it, right? But I just went with it. But soon enough, she started to open up my mind and prove to me what she was talking about, how energy flows and how all of this stuff works. she really proved it to me that it was real and that it existed. And then she introduced me to her friend called Norma, who, in my mind, both Elizabeth and Norma, listen, are the most spiritually connected, gifted people I have ever met. And over the years, I've met so many, I can't even tell you how many. And I've never, ever met any two that were quite connected the way they are. And so to them together started working on me bit by bit, bit by bit, bit by bit. And then Norma hired me. At the time, I had a branding company, search engine optimization company. I started building myself back up at that time. And she hired me, Norma hired me to do this project called Life Response. And Life Response was this online thing that people would log into, and they would do all these like sequences of colors and all this other stuff. Really only took about 5 minutes, but she said what it did was it cleared people for peace, prosperity, happiness, and health. She had told me that there was this huge, super, mega high-level angel guide group who used the Life Response project to send energy through that would clear the residue, the energetic mud, past bad reactions, past bad decisions, energetic consequences of all this stuff, to help clear, cleanse, refresh, renew, the energies of prosperity, peace, happiness, and health. And so while I was starting to open up at that time, I was like, okay, sure, whatever, right? I was still, you know, I was growing, but, you know, I still really didn't believe it that much. And so I finally got the project online and got it running. And by the way, four or five people they had hired before weren't able to do it. And the reason why they weren't able to do it is the project was so sacred. She said every detail has to be done exactly the way I tell you, Jeff. She said, because it's not me telling you, it's them telling me, giving you the instructions, and you cannot deviate. So there was no personal creativity in bringing the project online for it, right? And because of some of the details, you know, normally in a project you can say to somebody, well, you know, we can't really do this, it's really hard, let's swap it out and do this. It'll still do the same thing, right? And people are like, oh, okay, fine, just go ahead, right?
Yeah.
Well, no, not everything had to be precise. And so everybody else who ever tried to get this project online for had quit, had left, and just didn't succeed. And so I did. I finally was able to do it. And she said, okay, now that you've done that, can you build a support desk for me? I said, okay, we'll build a support desk. And I start seeing the testimonials come in. Lara, I was shaking my head. I would see these testimonials come in, and I could not believe what was happening, the transformations that were happening in people's life. I said, how is this possible? And so Norma came down to my house and she said, oh, you know, she gave me one of the, you know, oh, Jeff, you know, kind of things. Just, you know, you're a sweet little boy.
Yeah.
And, you know, and, well, that's, you know, that's the way she treated me, you know, like, it was a lot of love though, right? And so she started to explain a little bit it to me, and she started to clear me a little bit for it. And she said, because you helped me do this, you're going to get a really big special gift. You're going to get a series of real special gifts. She goes, and from guidance, she said, I don't know what they're going to be. I don't know exactly, but they will be coming. Just, you know, wait for it. And so I did. I waited for it. I went about my own life. I pretty much forgot about it. And Norma retired, and she had asked me to take the project offline. So Life Response came offline. Guidance had told her, you've done enough work, Norma, and you are just going to retire. That's it. And so I'm going about doing my own thing. I'm doing my training. I pretty much forget everything. I'm creating my Mastering Meditations product, and I'm getting the voices in my head, call it Life Response Frequencies. Call it Life Response Frequencies. It's stressing me out. It starts to wake me up in the middle of the night, you know, over and over and over. Now, Elizabeth, we remain friends for a long time, and Elizabeth is connected to me in a very strong way. And anytime that I am upset or stressed or whatever, the phone rings. I mean, it just rings, and she's like, hey, Jeff, what's up, right?
Nice.
And it's like clockwork. So I'm at the point I'm working on this project, and I'm sweating. I am, you know, I'm losing sleep over it because I'm thinking, like, man, if I steal this name, Life Response, like, guidance is going to strike me down with a, you know, that's an immature way of thinking, right, at that time. But literally, I'm thinking that, and this is 8 years ago. Elizabeth gets on the phone, and I tell her, I said, look, I'm getting this really strong urge to call this Life Response, and I know I can't do it because, and then she just goes silent over the other end of the phone. Now, if you know Elizabeth, we call her Yoda because she's like, 4 feet tall and glows green.
Oh, but nice.
She's one of the most powerful, once you get to that ability to see, right? But she is one of the toughest, most loving, beautiful women you'll ever meet. But tough. Like in my NLP training, I can be a little stubborn, right? I've had my moments, right? And so there were times she needed to kick my butt a little bit. And so typically when she goes silent, that's usually when I'm about to get my butt kicking, right? Mm-hmm. And so she goes silent on the phone and I'm just waiting. And she comes back and she says, yes. I went, yes, what? What do you mean, yes? She says, guidance said that they now want to bring that energy back into the earth through your product, and they want you to call it life response frequencies as like a continuation from life response. Now it's a different product, it's a different thing.
Right.
And my jaw dropped. I, like, what are the first questions you think I asked, right? Why me? What, I'm so imperfect, I'm so flawed,
I don't believe in this stuff, and so on.
At this time I did, but I mean, nowhere near where my spiritual evolution was, nowhere near where it is mm-hmm. today, but I was starting only to accept it in my life. And so I had all these questions, and so I rattled like these 40 questions off to Elizabeth, and she didn't answer a single one of them, not a single one. She said, Jeff, you're just gonna have to accept it. She goes, by the way, you're now not allowed to change anything about the life response frequency product, because now that you've accepted it, and I said, yes, I'll accept it. She goes, you have to say yes, by the way. And I said, okay, yes, I'll accept that they can use this product to do this. And she goes, okay, now it's done. Now, happiness and set essentials will be used to clean and clear the energy for happiness, right? Prosperity essentials will be used to, clear the abundance flow, the prosperity flow, and clear the energetic, and so on and so forth. Peace and harmony essentials, right? And health and vitality essentials. And then there's a bonus one, the energy enlightenment. But, and she said, and now that that's been done, you are not allowed to change anything about it.
Right.
Because they said it's now, they've done the work, it's now, and so keep it. And so I held on to that information for 8 years. I only sold life response frequencies. You used to go, if you can find I was looking for on my old website, one of the old web pages, and I read it over, and it's just all science, right? It's mm-hmm. just, I do this with the frequencies, and I do this, and it's great for the brain, and yada, 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 yada. And now if you look at my life response frequencies page, there's this little tab, right, that you click it and it says click for research paper.
Right, yes. Open up.
But it's hidden under a little,
But it's there in case someone wants to read it.
Well, so now, but yeah, now, and I think that's why, it's always been one of my top selling programs. And I find that remarkable, because the premise of it really isn't that quote unquote sexy, if you will. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, if you see all the big promises and all the big stuff in marketing today, I mean, it's over the top. It's crazy. And what life response frequencies does for most people, they look at it and they go, I don't know if I get it. I don't know if I really get the value of it. And I used to think that too. I mean, there was a point in time where I said, okay, well, it's great that they want to do this, but, surely a high level guy group could think of something better than simply, just clearing some energy away, right? And because basically what life response frequencies does, what the energy, I can talk about the science aspect a little bit, but what it's doing from an energetic standpoint is this energy comes in and it assists you in clearing the negative consequences from past overreactions, reactions, and bad decisions. So think about that for a second. That's a big mouthful, but that's all negative energy, right? That's negative gravity that pulls you in a way that you don't want to go. So yeah. That's guilt. That's feeling sorry. That's shame. That's, oh my God, how could I have been so stupid to do, all of that stuff, right? So for each of those four main categories. And if you think about it, that's a big deal. It starts to clear all that stuff away. But the other thing it does is the energetic assistance that you get from the guide group assists you in responding appropriately to life. Mm-hmm. So not only does it clear the negative reaction, the negative consequences of past reactions and bad decisions and all that stuff, it assists you to respond appropriately to life in those three primary domains or pillars of life. And again, a lot of people at first blush think about that and they go, well, I don't know, you know, is that really going to help me? But if you think about it, and I think one of the reasons why it just continues to be one of the best-selling products is that I actually do think guidance comes in and wakes people up and goes, no, this is exactly what you need, you know, because yeah. What I've learned over the years is that, you know, it's when we learn to respond appropriately to life, its givings and misgivings, okay, both, mm-hmm. appropriately and avoid the reactions and the overreactions, do we really put ourselves in the best possible situation energetically to influence what happens to us in the future, what we can attract, right? And so what that really is the core of manifestation, right? That's what this does, right? But I'm not allowed to... So, like I said, there's some they're a little particular about how I can describe this, but it's not per se this big manifestation program. It's not. What it does is very simple. It just clears that stuff away, right? And then helps you to respond appropriately to life moving forward. And through that, right, your ability to manifest will naturally increase. Look, I mean, if everybody had the ability to energetically attract what they want instantaneously, our planet would be gone, right? Because mm-hmm. human beings, take a look at politics everywhere. I mean, I live in Canada, right? We got some issues here. United States, you know, some people would say there's some issues there, you know? And you think about the way politics are moving, right? Can you see how that pendulum goes to that overreaction almost all the time? Mm-hmm. Virtually all the pain, strife, disappointment that we have in our lives right now as individuals and as a society comes from overreaction. It comes from overreacting to situations, the good and the bad. Do you know that most problems with prosperity aren't actually reacting or overreacting to the bad stuff? It's overreacting to the good stuff. Think about this. Lottery winners, right? What's that number? 72% go back to even worse than when they got there. Why is that? Well, it's because they overreacted to that positive thing. They got, you know, $12 million and they overreacted. The peaks and valleys in our lives, right? All of them. In your life right now, love it or hate it, and I really hope everybody's listening loves it. Right. And if not, you're in a low place. I know I've been there. I considered making a hard left on Riverside Drive at my lowest. And by the way, that would have put me in the river. Mm-hmm. My heart goes out to anybody that's in that situation. But love it or life as it is right now is really the culmination of the decisions and the choices you've made, you know, whether you've responded appropriately to the good, the bad, and everything in between. Right. And so.
Absolutely.
The people that get this, and again, this is why I think it just continues to be the best selling, is that it takes a certain mind to really get the value in this. Because if you skip over it, you'll miss it. Mm-hmm. But in reality, it's one of the most important things you can ever give yourself, really.
So, I mean, I was going to say, if anybody has any questions, you know, type them into the chat, or if you're brave enough, you can raise your hand and come online. I was going to ask about, you know, that energetic mud that happens to be, you know, from the reactions and overreactions and just the thoughts, feelings, and emotions that you might have had from the previous choices and decisions that you made that you may not have liked. Is that energetic mud is it in your energy field, in your aura, in your cells?
Yes. Yeah, you know, okay. So this part I'm not entirely clear on in terms of I haven't been given that essence as clarity. But when, as you said all those things, I wanted to say absolutely yes. It's definitely an energetic thing. I know that, right? And that it sticks with us somehow, right? And it sticks with us in our energy, in our body, in our energetic body. Whether it has a place in our actual cells, like I said, I don't have a definitive answer for that, but I'm getting like a yes right now that it does, because
in my training it does. You know, it is in your cells and for sure. Yeah. And so then when you know, like in this program, and I were kind of talking about it already, but I'm just curious about, you know, there's the 20-minute, there's the 10-minute, 20-minute, 40-minute.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I've And it sounds really simple. It's like you just have to lie down and listen to it for 10 minutes, you know, for 20 minutes, for 40 minutes. And then it's like your whole life changes gradually. But it's also then about giving you ease, I think, for myself. It would be like giving you ease and clearing that energy field so you have more opportunities to have a little more clarity and more choice. Am I right?
Yeah, yeah, it is. And so I'll give you the instructions on how to use it right now. I mean, it is a pretty simple program, but there are some intricacies to it, right? So you first start off with the 10-minute versions, right? Mm-hmm. And one of the things that you do, I have, by the way, when anybody who decides they want to get this program for themselves, there's an interview that I did with Elizabeth that actually explains the directions. Plus, I mean, a ton of videos were, and I keep them pretty short. They're like 5 minutes. So this is your, you know, instructions. But essentially, this is what you do, is that you think about your life, okay? You think of your life in the four main pillars, which is peace, prosperity, happiness, health, right? And you think about your level of satisfaction in those areas of your life, and you rank them, right? So my level of satisfaction for happiness is probably the most for me, right? So that's number one. My prosperity is number two. My health is number three. My peace is number four. Something's got to be last, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, right?
And while I'm high up in a lot of those, and very, and all of these, one of them is the lowest level of satisfaction. It's just the way it is. Mm-hmm. And those shift too. As life changes, those will go up and down and move a little bit. But what the hardest part of this program, and we give you guidance on and helping how to do that, right? There's some really quick tips that I share with everybody on how to rank these. But we ask you to rank them, right? From most satisfaction to the least amount of satisfaction. And the one that you start with is the one that you have the most satisfaction with, right? Now, it might sound counterintuitive, but energetically, it's easier for the process to work and for the clearing to work. Because, so we're only clear, let's say your top level satisfaction is happiness, right? So you're to listen to Happiness Essentials for 10 minutes, right? And then you wait 24 hours, and then you listen to the 10-minute version of whatever's next on your list, mm-hmm. right? And what happens is that as the vibration and level of satisfaction begins to rise in the other ones, that energy helps bring up the lowest, right?
Right.
And so that's what I've been told, that's what guidance has shared with me. So that's the reason why that you have to do it that way, but that's it. And you do a couple cycles of that. So one cycle, because you're waiting anywhere between 24 and 48 hours, you got to wait that much time in between listening to give that energy. So number one, things are changing in the brain, right? So the technology is actually going to assist you in balancing the energy in the brain on all these different levels. But aside from that, the energy does need time to work. I mean, and I'll tell you, and I this was really hard to wrap my mind around in the beginning, but when we're talking about clearing energetic consequences of bad decisions and overreactions, oftentimes there's a lot of different layers to that energy, right? In the sense that we usually have some judgment about some of this stuff when we're judging ourselves. And sometimes these things happened a long time ago, and part of that judgment of ourselves is actually part of which forms our identity, right? Sometimes, traumas and things like that, how we feel about them and how we see the world or how it's changed the way we approach the world become part of our identity, right? And so and that shows you how hard sometimes we hang on to that stuff. And so because it has, some of these can have really deep roots, you got to give that, it's not magic. You got to give the energy time to clear this out. Mm-hmm. And there's a reason why you got to do a couple rounds. And then, you know, hey, I use this every week, almost every week for 8 years, and it will always be a part of my toolbox, because the guidance also upgrades the energy for the changing times. And so yesterday, Elizabeth, sent me a text, and she says, "Oh, by the way, I had a 3-hour conversation with Norma." And I was like, "Whoa, what does this mean, right?" Because Norma's, you know, the Life Response was originally her project.
Yeah,
and she said that that by September 1st, and this is coming from Norma and also directly from guidance, that all the energy and life response frequencies is getting a very huge upgrade come September 1st. It'll be ready then. And it's to match the changing times and to really be in complete harmony to be able to help the most amount of people, right? And so Elizabeth texted me back. She said, okay, Jeff, starting September 1st, start your life response frequencies pattern again, right? Which right. is I rank all my things, and then I do one full cycle and maybe two cycles. And, you know, so we have video versions too. Awesome. And there's also other ways to, after you do your setup cycles, right, where you're just doing the initial clearing, then I use the video versions. And the video versions are amazing because we're now working with light frequencies and auditory frequencies. So from a cortical evoked response, I guess that's a techie, sciencey term, but all the light that comes into our eyes, 40% of it is directly projected into our brain, directly, right? And so that's a big part of the brain. So when we're using just audio, we're missing that. So we get it done in 7 minutes. We get a lot of brain balancing work in 7 minutes. And this is why I teach people how to use what I call the on-demand method. So if you're out in the world, you've done your initial clearing and you're about to make a really big financial decision, all right? This is the time that before you make that decision, you want to pull out Prosperity Essentials and use that as an on-demand method to do whatever clearing and to help you respond to life appropriately. And if it is a financial decision, I also instruct people, you probably want to do the health and vitality one as well. Here's something counterintuitive. I never knew about this, came right from guidance, but now that I think about it logically, it makes sense. But health and prosperity are intimately tied together. Intimately tied together, because health has to do with your lifestyle, right? Mm-hmm. Yep. What you do with your time and all that stuff, and prosperity is connected to lifestyle, right? So your prosperity will influence your lifestyle, and your lifestyle is connected to health. So if you're about to do a really, really big financial thing, I tell people, do the on-demand method of the Prosperity Essentials and do the Health and Vitality Essentials, just so you can work both ends of that equation, right? Hmm. So, and then that's how you use the program moving forward. But once or twice a year, I tell people, revisit the initial clearing section of life response frequencies, and then just continue using the on-demand method. And watch your email, because every now and again, we get word from guidance that they're going to do a big upgrade, and I email everybody, okay, everybody, back to your life response frequencies for one cycle.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. That's great. And, you know, what's also cool is that the life response frequencies are being upgraded regularly, right? Yes. Yeah. Because, you know, in the collective consciousness and in the field, things are changing all the time, right? And we're being affected by different things all the time. And this, you know, the past couple of months have been crazy energetically. You know, I have to admit, it's been a crazy time. And so that's good to hear that there are upgrades. It's not just like you created it once and that's it, you know?
Yeah.
It's also transforming and changing as people who are using it are also transforming and changing, right?
Absolutely. And I, for one, I'm waiting for, after I get that, I got that text from Elizabeth, I'm like, September 1st. All right. You know, cause it's been upgraded all the time, but it's not all the time that they get a big upgrade. And so September 1st is a big upgrade. So I get really excited about when those happen, because usually that'll assist me in some really big and meaningful way, usually in ways that I can't possibly predict, but you know, it's
awesome. And I'm glad you mentioned how, you know, because it's not just the energetic, but it's also balancing the brain, mm-hmm. right? So yeah. for some of us, for all of us, it's important to balance the brain so that we can be a little bit more, more balanced in what we do choose, right? How we are being in the world, you know, having our left hemisphere and our right hemisphere both being stimulated.
Yeah, it's so really important. And the audio versions and the video versions do this really well. The video version's obviously a little bit better because we're using the optic pathway as well,
yeah.
right? And once you see these videos, you'll understand. I mean, there's a lot going on. There's 16 different scientific frequency things that we're doing in each of these that make this work. But let me explain this. In the brain, when we have stress or some kind of negative emotion, something like that going on, usually the energy in the brain gets stuck on one side or another mm-hmm. for whatever reason. And when it gets stuck on one side or one region of the brain, we lose the ability, the connectedness to our higher selves, our intuition, the vast resources that that are in our brain, right? Yeah. And so, in other words, the energy trends towards restriction instead of expansion. And so when we are balancing the hemispheres of the brain, part of the audio technology that I use encourages the brain to bounce signals back and forth between the left and the right side of the brain. Why is that important? Because when we're stuck in a particular pattern, when the energy is trending towards, you know, restriction and away from expansion, when we use the technology and it's encouraging the brain to bounce signals back and forth, that begins to unwind. Like whatever was stuck, whatever pattern was, lets go, begins to unwind, and you get that balance. And then all of a sudden you have, you know, you have a lot more access to the resources mm-hmm. inside your brain.
Awesome. Thank you. And another really weird question that I have, I mean, I always come up with these weird questions, but you know how we were talking about the energetic mud that may be in our cells and energy fields and aura. Is that also, does it also deal with past life stuff as well?
Good question. I've never asked. And I don't know. Leave it to you to ask me a question that I have no idea. You know, give me a second.
You can ask and find out, and you know, yeah. So I'm just curious.
I'll have to wait for that answer to come in. My initial reaction to it is that, like, my initial response to it is that potentially, if you brought in, so just because we may have had other lives or other things. It doesn't mean we're going to bring all of that energy in, right? Usually we bring some of it in, or some of it we miss and whatever, right? So I imagine whatever we came in to this life, this body, this being with, that it would work with that. But I don't know that it would go right into like the alternate.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know, actually. I'll have to find out. But whatever is with you in this life, I know it's meant for you this lifetime and where you are right now.
Awesome. Thank you. Yeah. And, you know, and really we should be just focusing on this lifetime and what's happening right now. Right. And the other stuff, you know, it can affect, but let's, you know, see where you are right now and work with that.
I guess I would have to stick with what guidance really gave me.
Yeah.
Ever energetic consequences are in your cells, your energy, your body, your surrounding right now. That's what it's going to do.
Yeah.
So if you did bring something in from somewhere else, you know, we did have, now this is interesting. I've used this with people to help clear negative attachments from other people though.
Okay, cool.
Right. So yeah. Like they're around. So there are some, and for me, I had a really powerful instance of this. There was somebody in my life that, who I love, I still love. As a person, as a human being, but for whatever reason, he can't seem to control his energy. And it gets into mine and it starts messing with me and it starts, he produces an enormous amount of what I call energetic overrides, okay? And energetic overrides are these energetic tentacles and things that get in the way of you accessing your true free will, your expression of your free will in your life. It gets in the way of that. That's an energetic override. So we've used life response frequencies to clear all energetic overrides, right? Mm-hmm. So that I know can happen. You just have to ask for it to happen. You just simply say, all right, I'm going to do happiness essentials, and I want happiness essentials to clear all energetic overrides that may be on me right now. Here, I'll do the wording for you because this is going to be important to record this, okay? Mm-hmm. So this is the wording that was given to me. As you say, I ask that all energetic overrides be completely deleted and dissolved and the holes filled with my God light. That's the wording, right?
Yeah.
Then you say, I also ask that all energetic overrides that I may have on other people, right, also be deleted, right, and completely dissolved, and the spaces filled with the highest vibrations of love and light. So that's really important, right? So you don't want to put your God light in the one, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's what
absolutely.
Right. Oh, you get it. Okay, good.
Oh, I love that. Thank you. Yeah.
But that's cool. And then you listen to, you do the on-demand method of life response frequencies, or you do happy, whatever you're drawn to help seal up and clear any of those overrides. Right. And I'll tell you, this is a really, I'm really glad we talked about this because I have people do this, and it's stellar. When I did it for myself and I finally got rid of all these overrides, it was amazing how much better my own decision-making process got. Mm-hmm. And you really don't realize. So, you know, sometimes the influence of media, and because energetic overrides can come from anywhere. They can come from people. They can come from media. They can come from collective consciousness, mm-hmm. right? All of that stuff. And all that's trying to get in the way of you expressing your free will for yourself, your love, your passion, all that stuff. And so taking some time to clear that, like once a month, oh, you know, it's phenomenal. I do it more than once a week, but
yeah,
it takes 2 minutes, right? And then yeah, 7 minutes or 10 minutes for the audio, right?
Especially if you're working with a lot of people, like if you're working with lots of clients, if you are working in like a school, like, you know, that kind of situation, or an office building, you know, you definitely want to do that on a regular basis. It's kind of like just clearing your field, you know, clearing your energy field, right?
Yeah, clearing all that. So listen, most energetic people might say, hey, I don't have any energetic overrides. Other people, yeah, probably do. You know, look, it's no one. Certain people do create energetic overrides on purpose. Okay, those are sorcerers, warlocks, and yeah, bad people that know how to play with this energy and do it. So other than that, nobody does this on purpose.
No.
Nobody goes and creates energetic overrides on purpose. But it's so, but it happens all the time. And collective consciousness do it, groups, medias, all that stuff. And we do it oftentimes unwilling, unconscious, right? Mm-hmm. So it is really important. You want to make sure that you clear anything you have on anybody else, you clear everything you have on you, so the channels are clear. Because that stuff, let me get a little bit deeper energetically. What that stuff does is it clogs your receptive and non-receptive channels. So your ability to get guidance, right, and your ability to tap into your own intuition. So that's a different. You're tapping into your own stuff. That's non-receptive challenge, channel.
Yep.
Non-receptive pathway. Your receptive pathways are ones that are coming in. So in order to get that really clear, you've got to make sure you address that once in a while.
Okay. Cool. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure.
Who knew we were going to talk about that? But that's awesome.
I know.
And so for those of you, I did put the link in the chat earlier, but if you wanted to find out about the program, we've been talking about it. It is available at alara.at/show/Jeffrey, J-E-F-F-R-E-Y. The link is, I put the link in the chat. And, you know, and one of the things I do like about this is, like, you know, to start off, it doesn't have to be an hour. You can find 10 minutes. You know, and for me, that's the important thing, is that we can always find 10 minutes to do some self-care. And that's what this is. This is self-care. And this is taking control of your life and your future. You know, what are you creating with your life, right? Yeah. And 10 minutes we can all find.
Sometimes we start with the 40-minute ones or the 20-minute ones or whatever. But after you've done your initial clearing, I mean, all you ever have to do to tune that up is 10 minutes.
Yeah. I love that. So there's a comment here from Cassie. She says, I stay with the audio levels of the life response frequencies at this time. That's what my system can handle, even after 6 months. I figure there's a lot of stuff to clear and easy does it. She says, it's a godsend. Thank you so much. Learning more at the webinar. For example, left and right hemispheres, back and forth, more details on the overrides. Awesome. Go ahead, sorry.
No, I said, I'm glad I taught that. That was that just came in. So that was beautiful. I mean, it's a process I've used, but I was inspired to share it with you. So that's good.
And you can always go back and listen to it again, because
sure.
It'll be on YouTube and my podcast. And then there was a question from Paige earlier, because she has she's interested in the brain movement entrainment, heart rate variability, bioacoustic, etc. She's a 2-year survivor of a pulmonary embolism, cardiac arrest, and anoxic brain injury. So she also says she'd like to drop into theta waves more. So do we work with theta? I know when I was reading it, I read theta, I read beta, I read alpha, I read gamma.
Yeah, absolutely. So your prosperity essentials is really dipping into that theta. Mm-hmm. Right, and your health and vitality essentials, there's a little spattering of it in there. It really starts to go into that Delta and Sub-Delta, right? But your Prosperity Essentials is really nicely focused in the Theta. And the reason for that is interesting, right? When you think about what prosperity is energetically, it's movement, it's creativity, mm-hmm. right? It is creativity, and our brains create really well in the Theta range. Right, all that creativity, all that energy. And also in the Theta range is also when we tend to connect with our heart brain and also have be open to guidance, all within that Theta range. And so that's why Prosperity Essentials deals with that.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. And so, that's more about the science part. So,
we can
read up on that, as well. For me, it really is about, clearing the energetics, getting rid of the guck or the energetic mud that happens to be there. That may have been there for so long that I've even forgotten that it's there, And then clearing that so that then you have, your energy is more clear so that then you can tap into your own energy more freely and create with that, And for me, that's what creation is about, creating with your energy, creating with your thoughts, your intuition, your life force, right? And creating the life that you desire with more ease, because let's face it, when all that energetic mud is there, it's kind of hard. it's like not necessarily quicksand per se, but you can't move as much as you would like, right?
Yeah, like the wheels just spin, right? And that's how you know, right? When there's stuff that's in your way, if the wheels are spinning where no matter what you do, it just doesn't seem to go anywhere. You take two steps forward, three steps back, that kind of stuff. There's definitely some energetic stuff going on that needs balancing. And you must start responding to life appropriately. You have to, yeah. Right? Because it really is like when we're, think about it. Think about the worst things you have, the worst choices, the worst decisions you ever made in your life, right? I mean, they were reactions. They were not you responding appropriately to life. They were negative reactions. They were overreactions. And when we do not respond appropriately to life, we are not on the path of least resistance. We're in a path of resistance. Mm-hmm. So that those two components. First, you got, it's like I use this analogy. You ever see those the old style hot air balloons, right, with all the sandbags on them?
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
And so they untie one, right, and you're sitting in there and you feel it shake a little bit, right, and then they untie another one, you feel it jolt a little bit, but you're still there. You haven't really gone anywhere yet, right? And another one, and that last one that comes off, all of a sudden it's that sudden rise. And so that's what a lot of people go through in this program. And they feel it. I mean, the vast majority of people will feel the difference the very first time they use it. The vast majority of people. And if you don't feel it the first time, you probably will the second time. The vast majority of people, you'll be able to sense a shift in yourself, right, in what's going on. And you'll get that sense that somehow something is a little bit lighter, right? And as you continue to work with it and you continue to especially bring it into your life for those on-demand things, I mean, getting that assistance for me anyway, now that I've done the clearing levels for so long, getting that assistance to help make those great decisions when we need it the most, when we're in those situations, is so much value in that. And, it's a gift that, like I said, I've been using it 8 years straight, and it will always be part of my toolbox. I got to tell you one thing real quick.
Yeah.
On this page.
So I'm just on the page right now, and I'm looking at the divine gifts of life response frequencies.
Yeah.
Just to show people that, what exactly that energetic mud clearing is and what the life response frequencies does to that residue, right? Like to clear it and balance the energy field and aura and so on.
Yeah.
Right. It clears that gunk, right? And it says, it clears the gunk that distorts our intuition. So we cannot even, so many people complain about or have challenges with tapping into their intuition, right? And so it could be because of that energetic mud that's in the way, or even getting clarity on our life purpose or what we'd like to create, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's, you know, again, those receptive channels and those non-receptive channels, right? When those are clogged up, I mean, they're clogged up. It's like a clogged sink.
Yeah, right? Just, exactly.
You feel isolated and alone and unconnected, right? And it's I've been there, and it's a terrible place to be. And only when you start to clear all that stuff and you are allowed, you're free to really express yourself, you know, for your free will and your passion, you know, when that starts to happen for you, you'll begin to sense it, you'll begin to notice it, and things will start to pop in that you couldn't possibly predict, you know. I love, like, this is why I'm so excited for the September 1st update, because I love trying to predict what's going to open up or what's going to clear or what's going to. So I've already cleared a lot of the stuff, and there may be, who knows? I mean, but my feeling is I've already cleared the energetic mud.
Yeah.
I do continue to require assistance in terms of responding appropriately to life as it happens, the good, the bad, and everything in between, right? And so I'm excited what's going to open up, because it's usually something that I just really couldn't expect, right? Yeah. I just didn't, you know, see coming.
And I love that, because I talk about, you know, responding to life instead of reacting or overreacting. You know, when you're responding to life, you're actually in charge of your life. You know, you're actually in control of your life. It's like you're the driver of your life, right? When you're just reacting or overreacting, it's, you're not, you have no control. And I, you know, I was just going to go back and just take a look at this part about the whole brain functioning, you know, whereas it's waking up the connections between the left and right, because I was going to ask you, it's like, okay, so when the brain is being stimulated, does that mean that also some new neural pathways are created, you know, that are better than what, you know, what we had in the past? It's just like, there's so much possible that I hadn't even, like, I had read this page, but it didn't all stick, right? It's like, there's a lot here, and it's like, oh yeah, so maybe it does this, and maybe, and everything, now that I'm thinking about all that stuff I'm thinking about, it's actually here. So it's like, I love how it, you know, it does address whole brain functioning. It does address, you know, having that clarity with your intuition, with your team, your support team, having more clarity with your life and where it's going and your life purpose, because that energetic mud is no longer there, right? It's been cleared. Or, you know, it may not happen overnight, you know, like, but it can be gradual, right?
Yeah, it well, you know, everybody's at a different place, right? So you know, when that clearing, the clearing happens, right? It starts to happen. And, you know, some people it happens a little bit faster. Once in a while, like, so the one person that commented that's already using Life Response Frequencies program, she alluded to, she didn't say it, but she alluded to the whole sense that she was having sort of a detox reaction, right?
Right.
She said, that's about all I can handle right now. And so occasionally in our support desk, somebody will come in and go, you know, because I do talk about it in the membership. It's rare, but, and it's funny that, see, like the person that commented that you read actually had this happen.
Yeah.
well, I'm guessing she alluded to the fact that she had a detox reaction. And so sometimes as we're clearing out these levels that maybe are really deep, 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 right?
Yeah.
There can be a detox reaction. It can happen, especially if it happens a little fast, right? And you know, it passes. It absolutely does pass. But it's if it does happen, you'll be like, wow, I can't believe, you know, I listened to a 10-minute audio and all of a sudden I'm energetically detoxing. I'm having, you know, a reaction to it. And usually, what is that, a reaction? Like, well, they're usually not bad at all. They're usually maybe some agitation or some, you know, as stuff gets processed out, sometimes it just doesn't feel great, right? So,
yeah.
So what happens is that all of a sudden, like for me, for instance, I had a trauma that I totally repressed come out, be processed, and leave. But as my system processed it out, that memory came back, which I had suppressed. And so was that memory painful? Yes, it was, right? It was. But it processed out and it left. And then it no longer had an influence on my energy and clogging up my own free will, right, to do what I want with my life.
And that's what we talk about, that, you know, in other healing modalities. You know, I'm a healer as well. And so we do have, you know, detoxing does happen when things are coming up to be released. You know, they just want to be acknowledged and seen and just let them go without going back into the story of this happened, that happened. Oh, my God. But it's like, okay, cool. It's releasing because I'm doing all this healing. So it's like, okay, cool. Stuff is going to release. And so I think most people tend to understand that, you know, like when they're doing healing work and so on, they know stuff is going to come up and they know they're, you know, they might have some reaction and it's just letting go. And, you know, Julia has also mentioned that she's been using your frequencies for more than 2 years now. She said they're amazing. And she also experienced detox reaction too. She was just itching everywhere.
Two people? Oh, all right. I guess it's something we got to talk about. All right.
Well, I mean, I've had that in, you know, when I was doing other stuff, you know, and I, you know, when Julia was talking about the itching, I had a rash all over my body for like 2 or 3 days, you know, but I knew I was like major releasing. So like, okay, cool. You know, let it go, let it go. So I didn't go to work, but it's like, I'm going to stay home.
Yeah. Well, we tell people, right. You know, look, you just celebrate it, right. Yeah. I'll get caught up in the detox process. Right. Celebrate it because you know something's moving and something's clearing out, and so you go hallelujah. All
exactly.
Right. Okay. Exactly. Don't get angry at the detox reaction, right? Don't get, you know, you just celebrate it and you let it go. And that's
oh amazing. Yeah, exactly. Awesome. It's like, oh yes, cool. Let you know, this is like change is happening. I asked for change. I'm asking for change. This is part of that change. I'm letting go. Awesome. You know. And then, you know, listen to your body. What does your body require? Does your body want to rest? Does your body, you know, whatever. We talk about this all the time. But it's about recognizing that, you know, your body's also going through a detoxing, right? It's not just the energetic, but it's also your body and sometimes your emotions and sometimes your thoughts. So let them all go, right? So I love that. I mean, I love hearing that, you know, she's been using the products for 2 years and she also sometimes experienced detoxing. But it changes, you know, this too shall pass, right? And and that's a, you know, and that's the thing. and, you know, that's why, like, programs like this, they may seem really simple and really easy, right? But the point is, you still have to do them.
Yes. And here's something else too I want to bring up. And this, and I'm saying this for everybody that already has a program, because I invited everybody from my community, right? So there are people here that have it, there's people that are thinking about it, there's whatever, right? Yeah. And then there's also people that, you know, from your community too. And what I want to, so for everybody that has it or will have this program, one of the things to consider is that if you feel blocked, like if you go, okay, today is day three or day four of my life response frequencies, I'm supposed to be listening to Prosperity Essentials and I forgot, or I didn't do it, or I avoided, or I procrastinated. When that happens, number one, do please avoid judging yourself or getting upset at yourself or any of that stuff. That's not what you do. That's not the right way. What you do is you get curious. Mm-hmm. You get curious about why was I blocked at this stage. So remember we talked about what else in the beginning?
Yeah.
What else might be going on that maybe I haven't noticed? What happened during the day today or the day before that may have triggered something that caused me to be blocked or want to maybe not let go of some of the things I'm hanging on? Because sometimes we hang on.
Yes.
So this negative stuff because we think we either deserve it or it keeps us safe.
That's or what we know.
So the energy is trying to get you to let it go and it's trying to clear it for you, but you go, no, you know? And so that may cause you to forget or be blocked. And so what I want you to do is just avoid judging yourself at the time, but just get curious about it. Right. And then just get back to it. Just
exactly.
And where you left off and keep going.
Keep going. And that's the thing. Keep going. So I wanted to talk, you know, because this is a huge package, you know, just the life response frequencies is amazing, but there's also so many wonderful bonuses as well. I was looking at those. I was like, oh, this is so cool.
I added one this morning that I wasn't going to throw this in. I really, I just released a product called Meditation in Minutes. So, I opened 100 spots open and we just finished, like we sold out in 48 hours, right? Mm-hmm. And it's regularly $300. I put it on sale for $150. I said, so I'm opening 100 spots, that's it. right? And we closed, we sold out just like that. Amazing program. Prior, in February, I started a case study. I wasn't going to open up another 100 spots till my case study was done. But in February, I said, okay, I want a case study. People paid me upwards of $300 to get in the case study. We did this, and we were following. And so we're tracking all the data. We're tracking all our people. I send out this email, and I said, okay, everybody, we're about halfway through the case study. Most people are, you know, are 6 months in, somewhere between 3 and 6 months into the program. And I asked like a series of questions. Let me know how you're doing and has your score improved? Because we have this little thing built in that helps track your performance, mm-hmm. and how you're improving, right? And so when the response came back from everybody that responded, I almost fell off my chair. I was like, are you kidding me? Like one of the questions I asked was like, you have better clarity of thought? Like 94.2% said yes.
Yes.
Did your score improve on the self-assessment? 9%. Like it was like something 99.8% or 9% said yes. Does your life experience of stress, has that reduced? Like 90s, I don't remember the exact number now, said yes. Like, but they were all in the 90s. Mm-hmm. They're all 90%. And so I was like, you know what? I'm gonna open up another 100 spots. And so I did, and we sold out like that. This morning, I was thinking about our talk today, and I said, you know what? I'm going to drop this in as a bonus, right? Mm-hmm. And, I'm not going to limit how many people can get in, but we're going to shut down the offer eventually, right? Because it's so important to me that we're able to service the people that sign up. And Meditation in Minutes is a big program. You'll have access to all your bonuses and programs for life, right? So you don't have to start it now or whatever. But it's a program that I think requires a little bit more support, right? Most, like life response frequencies, we'll get the odd, you know, did you mean this or that? And that's really easy, right? You know, mm-hmm. Any of my staff can answer that. But in the Meditation Minutes program, we're really, and there's a link, you can see the entire page and read the testimonials that people sent me on their phone for you. Your jaw will drop. Life response frequencies too. Ton of amazing. I mean, they're just amazing. But I don't know if you saw that. I added that today. That is now.
I was looking at it, so I was like, I don't know. Like, did I see that? Because there were so many. Like, there's so many bonuses.
Which we put a really nice awesome. Package together. Yeah, absolutely.
So now I'm gonna go look. Like, happiness essentials, then the prosperity and abundance essential. This is part of the regular package.
Oh, did you catch that little button with the click here for research papers?
Yeah.
That's what the science has been hidden right there, but it's there.
Exactly. So if you want to read up on that, you can. Yeah. Peace and harmony essentials, energy, right, and health and vitality. Like, this is awesome. Bonuses, gamma frequencies. That's the first bonus. Bonus number one, gamma frequencies.
Yeah, which is, you'll learn when you log in. It's actually called energy and enlightenment, essentially. Ah.
Okay, awesome. And then there's the goal factory.
Yeah.
Which great. I love. I love that too. It's like goals. Chakra manifestation, bonus number three.
Beautiful program using primarily the video-based technology. Oh, the reviews are awesome. People love it.
And here is the meditation in minutes. Ah, see, I don't think I saw that last time. I must have.
Put it in this morning. And you can see I did it so fast I made up a little the little dot there with nothing on it.
Yeah, awesome.
We did it quickly, but it will work. You will get it as a bonus if you.
Yeah. Yay! I love that. And so, you know, all of these bonuses, I mean, you know, it's like, yeah, it's huge. It's a huge package. And lots of reviews, you know, so you guys can take a look at some of these reviews if you'd like. There's tons of reviews here you can take a look at about all of these, you know. I was going to it's going to ask you another question, but it's like, it's okay. So please do take a look at it. Again, this is available at alara.at/show/Jeffrey. The email will also have the links. And so if someone, like when someone first starts, you know, how would they start, Jeff? Is a good question.
You know what we do is you log in and, yeah. You know, there's a members area. We got, the members area is pretty thorough. And so sometimes more choices, right? But you have, you go, you log in, you get to your member's dashboard, you look for life response frequencies, you click on that, it brings you to the main page, and there's a few instructional videos, and then it tells you here are your downloads and here's your streaming, right?
Right.
And so, or like after you've done, you've gotten used to it and you've done it, and you know you're on the road. So I built a, let me jump to this. I built a streaming platform, right? A way for people to stream this stuff, because you know what? They don't make a phone big enough for me to store like all the stuff I want to do on my phone, especially, and I use my technology all the time, right? And I was just so sick, you know, and then a phone would break or whatever. And so I all the videos and all your downloads, you can have the download versions, you can have your streaming versions. So no matter where you are, you can just log in. And so there's another way, there's under quick links, there's like streaming versions. And you, after a while, you probably do what I do is I just head right to the streaming dashboard. After you've done your instructions and you've watched, because that's, you start off, you're gonna go to life response frequencies, you watch the instructions, read, you know, anything you need to read, and they're simple instructions. Yeah. We help you sort, and then you just you start, right? You just start, and that's it. And then you learn about the on-demand method, and after that, you'll probably be like me, and you just hit the streaming platform, you know, after that.
Awesome. It's so easy. And, you know, I was watching, so I had downloaded the gift earlier. And so, Paige, it is there. So just keep checking your email. I think it didn't take me very long to receive it. So I got it pretty much right away. And that's awesome. Where I watched your video, Jeff. And I also listened to the audio interview of you and Elizabeth.
Oh, yeah. It was kind of a funny, really, we did it at the last minute and we didn't have great speakers or great
everything. Oh, it's fine.
But it is what it is. It'll give you the basics you need.
Exactly. I love Slovenia. Yay. And so Mary says her email already came in with the login link as well. Awesome. So yeah, you will get it. So not to worry. And this offer will be available for a little while, but don't forget that, you know, September 1st is being totally upgraded. So it's a great time to actually start because the whole program is being upgraded at the moment.
The energetic upgrades are in progress right now. Right?
Yeah.
They're in progress. And I was told September 1st, it's all going to be finished and ready. So what I would do for anybody that gets in today is, you know, go over your instructions, you know, listen to the interview and start to sort, like get ready. And then September 1st, just have at it.
Awesome. And, you know, go at your own pace, you know, follow your knowing as well, but go at your own pace. But just at the beginning, I always like to follow the instructions, you know, so that I get the best of what I'm supposed to. And then afterwards, you know, continue. And that's the thing is like continue, be consistent, right? And then start to notice for yourself what is changing, right? Be aware of your own energy field, your thoughts, your feelings, emotions, what's going on, and start to see how stuff starts to change. And it might be really subtle at first, right? But Jeff already said that even after the first time you listen to one of the audios or watch one of the videos, you'll notice a change. So
you feel something. I mean, yeah. It's really rare that people don't feel something. What you also have to understand is that the composer that we use for this, right, who's no longer with us, you know, but amazing man. And what I did is I work. So this is most people when they create this stuff, they buy like stock music and then they insert the technology and they do. No. All right. So, and most people in this industry, believe it or not, haven't even seen an EEG machine. And I'm looking at two of them right up here. It's funny. Everybody around my neighborhood, you know, anytime I see somebody with a frown on, I go, "Hey, you, come here." So sometimes I walk out of the house and everybody's like, because I'm sitting there with an EEG. Come on. What was I getting at here? Lost my train of thought here. Anyway, so
So you will notice something.
Oh yeah, you will notice an energetic. You will feel something shift and move. It's very rare that somebody doesn't. Oh yeah, because the music. That's what I was talking about. The music. I taught this composer how to create the frequencies, so every piece of these audio has been built from the ground up to contain the energy and the technology, right? So it's awesome. It's very unique in that way. They're it's made for specifically.
Wow, I love that because, you know, I mean, I'm one of those who sometimes plays with music and plays with frequencies and plays with stuff, but it's like, I have no idea. You know, it's like, I tried to create that for myself. I was like, I have no idea, you know. So it's not as easy as you would think, right? There's a system. It's a science again, right?
There's absolutely a science to it, and then there's the there's putting it all together so that it works. It's one thing to read and know about the frequencies, but then the applications of it. How do you get it so the brain will bounce the signals back and forth? So there's three different technologies that I invented myself. I've had people that make software, for instance, one of the leading softwares in the industry to help people make brainwave entrainment. The owner called me and said, "How do you do that?" And I said, "I'm not telling you."
Yeah, exactly.
That, right? But, you know, so there's some really, really unique and very powerful, but also gentle, right? This is a foundation program, right? Foundational program. It's designed to really put you in that best possible place where you can influence your future and what happens to you and how you're able to express yourself fully in your life.
Yeah, I love that. And I love how much work you've put into this, you know, how much you've created it yourself and invented it yourself. And it's not just buying this piece here and adding this to it, do it. And, you know, it's like, no, it's right. It's like from the ground up, you know? So I love that. It's like, whew, that's a...
And I'm not allowed to change it now. I mean, it's just now that it's been said, they need it all to be the same so that when they need to upgrade the energy, they can just do it and it comes in.
Yeah. I love that. Thank you. So does anybody have any questions, any more questions about the program, about any of the bonuses, about just what, you know, I mean, we've talked about so many different things. I love it. The energetic mud clearing, you know, it's like, yeah, I mean, I never would have thought of it that way, but it really, truly, it's that gunk that is clogging up our energy field, clogging up our thoughts, our emotions, you know, and so that we don't have that clarity so that we can create the vision and have the vision and create from that vision of what we'd like to create for our lives. It's like, oh, you know, and in all areas, you know, not just one thing, but in all areas and how they are also interconnected as well. It's not just focus on one, you know, but it's like focusing on all four areas and your whole life. It's holistic, you know, your whole life is balanced in that way. Mm. I like it.
Awesome. I like it too.
I know. It's like, I'm so like all my molecules are like, you know, vibrating and jumping. It's like, yeah, it's a good thing, you know? And I remember listening to it in the past and I, you know, being really, really impressed with it. And the quality of it. And for me, the sound is important. You know, the quality of the sound is important, you know? So, yeah, Julia said it's complicated. We're lucky to have the opportunity to enjoy it. Yeah, absolutely. And then knowing that it's also divinely guided, you know, to be brought into, you know, for us right now so that we can create our lives in a more ease-filled way, right?
Yeah. Really, really, I like the idea of expression, right? We are here to express ourselves in all of our glory, all our love, all our passion, right?
Yeah.
And it's becoming free to express our lives as it is meant to be. And that's the way I like to, see it in terms of what it helps us to do.
So Gloria is asking, does the free gift give us a sample of this program? She said, I bought so many in the past that all sound so perfect, sounds nice, but do not actually do what is promised. So the free gift is actually the 10-minute version of the Prosperity Essentials.
Yeah.
So it is part of the main program. It's one small piece of it. So yes, it is. It'll give you a taste of what the 10-minute version of the Prosperity Essentials is like.
Yeah. And so, and that's good. Why did I choose the Prosperity Essentials, right? To give that away. Most people say, wow, you're kind of like giving away the best piece. Right. And well, I mean, you don't get the video versions, you don't get the instructions and you don't get all the, you know, support and all this other stuff. And the webinars that we do, I mean, you'll have access to webinars and stuff and neat ways you can use it. You know, Prosperity Essentials and Health and Vitality Essentials actually work together in unison. And it's really, yes, we're giving away something, a piece that a lot of people really want. And I'm happy for that, because really one of the things that's most out of balance today is, you know, the prosperity and abundance, right? And so by doing that, I hope to get that jump started for a lot of people, right? And then they can be inspired to follow up a little bit more if they want to in the future.
And, you know, the program is 147, and I think I read somewhere you can make payments as well, three payment option as well. And you have 30 days to check it out, basically, you know? Yeah. So you can't lose, you know, and basically it's your time, you know, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 40 minutes, you know, whatever it happens to be.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, it's, ask yourself, you know, check in with you, you know, does it feel light? Does it feel expansive? You know, use your knowing, but either way, you know, there's no, there's a 30 day money back guarantee.
30 minute money back guarantee. Sorry.
This is not Domino's.
I think in the 14 years that I've been selling stuff online, I think I declined one refund, ever. And it was because it was like this person that just kept buying stuff and, you know, for it only one time, you know. Yeah. It's we have one of the lowest refund rates in the industry just because of, I think the way that I approach things, I mean, it's really, really helpful in this, but this, here's what I ask you to do. If you're on the fence about this, right, download the Prosperity Essentials, and before you put this whole decision in front of you, right? So 147 is a big ask. I realize that for the value you get and everything that's got the bonuses, I mean, it's a great value for sure, but I understand it's $147. It's a big ask for a lot of people. So what you do is you think about that decision, download the Prosperity Essentials, and then ask that you get assistance in making that decision. Mm-hmm. That's it, right? Like actively use it right then and there.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Cool. Yeah. So why not?
And then just go with it. Right. Just go with whatever your intuition and guidance is saying. Right. Sleep on it, maybe, if you want. Right.
Yeah.
You
know? I know I'm going to get it, because I know that, you know, the one I may have had in the past, it's like on another computer, which is like somewhere in storage. I have no idea. You know, so it's like I've moved, you know,
it's in a closet somewhere in Toronto. Yeah.
I'm here, but it's like, I can't be bothered to try and find it on the old computer. It's like, no. Because, you know, my whole life has changed, you know. So, but
listen, we can restore your login detail. One of the things that I've sent people this offer, right, and I do this as sort of like a courtesy, right? You know, a lot of people charge extra money for this, but you create an account with us, right? You know, if you lose it or you get lost or you get whatever, you let us know. We'll dig it up. We'll find it. We'll restore your access, right? We give people, you have lifetime access to your products and the streaming platform. What does lifetime mean? As long as I'm alive and doing this, which, you know, I don't see, they're not done with me yet. So I think they got to put a few more miles on me before I'm allowed to retire.
But Jeff, I want all those bonuses too.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That are only available with this package. So it's like, I want all those bonuses.
Yeah. Okay. Solid point. Yeah.
Exactly. So it's like, yeah.
The meditation advance is worth it alone.
Right? So why not? Awesome. So this was so much fun. And people have said that they really enjoyed this conversation. And, you know, there's so much wonderful information, you know, about the package, but not just about the package, but also about the how energy works, right? And, you know, and how the energetic mud and how it is clogging up our system. For a lot of people, that might be the first time that they've ever heard that, you know? So
Perhaps, yeah. That's
relevant, because it's valid. It really is what happens, you know? So, you know, it's so great. I got invalid email address and password. Okay, talk to support. Email support.
We have a support desk, right? And, you know, granted, every time we do an interview and stuff like that, usually, you know, like, there'll be like tons of questions that come in. So if we don't get to you right away, but I promise we will open up the support ticket, and, you know, we'll help you out as soon as we can. What time is it now? yeah, most people are going home. So you know what? I'll get on myself, right? And I'll assist you. So
yeah, it'll all work out.
Yeah, for sure.
Awesome. So thank you so much, everybody, for your questions and comments and for your feedback about the program that I've already taken it, right? And for those of you who are interested in it, again, it's available at alara.at/show/Jeffrey. The links will also be on the live page a little bit later today and in your email. So please do check your emails again as well. And like I said, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it out. You know, sign up for that free gift, the Prosperity Essentials. Try it out, right? And see how that feels and ask the question, can I get some assistance with it? I'm thinking of getting the package. Can I get some assistance, right? So basically you're asking the universe to support you. And if, you know, whatever choice you want to make.
Exactly. And look, if the timing's not right, so sometimes it's a timing issue, right? Right? Sometimes it's a timing. Sometimes it's not a money issue. Sometimes it's not. It's like a timing issue.
Yeah.
And so you're asking for assistance. Is this the right time? Am I ready for it? Am I going to be able to, you know? And so, yeah, just be open to the guidance. And I know we probably got to go, and that's fine. I always love talking to you. Let's not wait whatever it was, 7 years.
Let me
know if you move to some other country or whatever. But yeah, I would like to do like sort of like a blessing for everyone.
Oh, awesome. Thank you. Yes.
And it's one of the things that, you know, when Norma said I was going to get some gifts, one of the gifts that I got is to actually do some energetic clearing through a very particular type of blessing. And so I would like to do that for everybody here today.
Oh, yay. Cool.
Okay. So here it is. Okay. The thing is that what I'm going to do before we do this, if you want this to help you, you have to accept it. You have to say, yes, I can't do it willy nilly, right? Because this is all about free will, right? We can't, you know, otherwise I'm placing energetic overrides and I don't want to do that.
Yeah. Right?
So this is all about free will. So what this blessing will do, it'll ask that your prosperity, flow and balance be cleared, you know, now and forever. That's what I'm gonna ask. So if you'd like that, just quietly in your head acknowledge and say, yes, I would accept this blessing. Right?
Or you can write in the chat. Yes. People are writing in the chat. So yes.
Okay. Perfect. So anybody on the replay, this is gonna work here. So I'm gonna do the blessing, okay? Say, may the God light that is mine shine down on me, fill me with peace, surround me with love. Let me know that all is well in my world. Please assist me in assisting everyone on this call and everyone that will be on the replay to clear, cleanse, and balance their prosperity and abundance flow now and forever. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And that's it.
Wow, thank you. Awesome.
So it's, you know, I don't know if you noticed, you're probably going, hey, what is that? He's balancing himself first, right? Yeah. You're the first little part. May the God light that's mine shine down on me. I thought this was for me. But, you know, that's part of it. This is part of my gift and my language and one of the gifts that I give. And so what I do is that is part of that first part is raising my own energetic vibration and being open and allowing that energy to flow. And then that second part is I'm asking, that now you come through, you assist me in doing all the clearing work that I want to do for all of you. So that's the anatomy of how that little blessing works.
Oh, that was awesome. Thank you. And I feel it, you know, so I'm definitely feeling just so much lighter, you know, lighter and more joyous, you know, and just, yeah. Yeah. And Julia says, I feel it too. It's like, yeah, it's very nice. So thank you.
You're welcome. It was my pleasure.
This was so much fun. Yes, we'll definitely have to do this again sooner, much sooner. So again, thank you so much, everyone. And of course, you know, if you want to go get the blessing again, you can just watch or listen to the replay.
It's now immortalized, right?
Exactly. So thank you so much, everyone. I know we have to go too because we have a call coming up, but thank you, thank you, thank you. And until next time, continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Sending you all much love and blessings always. Bye for now.